Hello, all you amazing people. We are back again with the latest episode of our podcast. This is Pratik, and I am with my co-host Pratiksha, and we welcome you to the Sustainability 101 podcast. We are here to make your sustainability journey a bit more exciting and doable, because sustainability isn't all metal straws and measuring your carbon footprint. It's a fun and ever-evolving way of life that you can be a part of.
Yes, and we are so excited to talk to you guys. Before we continue, we just want to thank you all for the tremendous support we have received on our podcast. Really, you guys are amazing. If you ever want to send us any suggestions, thoughts, or even submit your art or blog post, remember to contact us on our website. We really would love to include your contribution.
Yes. Make sure to visit us on www.sustainability101podcast.com. That's podcast with an S in the end. If you go to our contact us page, you'll find all of the ways you can reach out to us. We are always happy to hear from you.
Let's introduce our guest today. Yes, we have another engineer turned into a sustainability professional. He has a bachelor's degree in mechanical engineering and chose to do sustainability energy technology for his master's. A very interesting change, right?
Yes, indeed. Later, he was the renewable energy consultant at Oroville Consultancy, and then the journey began. He was a solar technician at Sunlight Future. He was the managing authority at Innovation and Energy Caravan Earth in Qatar. Now he is acting as the senior associate at Climate Center for Cities and co-founder of Orgo Private Limited.
He also had a fellowship at the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs and assisted in the Smart Cities mission. That's some journey.
And for the first time ever on our podcast, we have another podcaster with us.
Yeah, finally, his name is Puneet Gandhi. Thank you so much for joining us for this podcast. We appreciate that you choose to spend your time educating our audience more about sustainability.
Thank you, Pratik and Pratiksha. It's a pleasure being on your podcast.
So, Puneet, since you're here, let's get started with the interview without wasting any time.
Sure.
So my first question to you would be, what was the thing which made you switch your graduate degree? Any incident that you remember that triggered this? Would you like to share it with us?
So I remember specifically that, so while doing mechanical engineering, like I think a lot of engineering students, I was also involved in building racing cars and ATVs and everything, but realized that I was not really having as much fun as I would like to. And energy in general was something that excited me a lot, that how energy is generated. And on further dabbling around that field, I realized that the next phase of energy generation is going to be not coal or via gas or diesel. It's going to be something with renewable energy. So this is back in 2010-11, I feel. So renewable was also not that high of a growth rate at that time, but something which was just talked about a bit. But I do specifically remember that I was quite interested in that field and did a couple of projects on the same, as well as I remember bringing... So we had electives that had to be taken, and one of our electives was on renewable energy, but it was not given generally because there were not enough students. So I had to convince like quite a lot of students in our college, as in my class, basically, to like, okay, let's take this so that I can do this to do my master's in same. Because during the whole mechanical, we had nothing related to renewable energy at that time. And that was the only course that was there, and which would help me support or at least get into the master's by showing that, okay, I have done something in this space as well.
I think that was
one of the things that quite was fascinating for me, and I just stuck to it.
That's great. We love that your passion led you to do this career path. We need engineers who think like this to accelerate the energy field. So kudos to you for that.
Yeah, that sounds like a really cool elective as well. So my next question is, you have worked with the Smart Cities Initiative. So what is a smart city for you, and how are you helping towards the cause?
So Smart Cities mission was started by Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs back in 2015. Mm-hmm. And it was quite an interesting concept. So for me as well, I have learned this through my journey with them in the last 2.5 years now. But it was quite fascinating to see that for the first time, cities were given a option to cities can themselves tell what problems that they have and they need to solve and develop a systematic plan to achieve it, which was quite interesting. And accordingly, cities submitted their proposals, of which in 3 to 4 different rounds, 100 cities were selected. And there was some part of funding that center and state both would give to those cities to make those projects happen. So it was not just that this was money given for the project, but this was money more given to do case study analysis and field studies to make sure that these projects can happen.
Oh. And
it was to promote more of private sector involvement into this whole ecosystem. So one thing that comes up quite often is that whenever anyone hears smart cities, they think about Jetsons, which is what we think that, okay, cars would be flying. And
nice analogy.
But it's not that. It's more on the back end, and generally people can't see what is smart in it. And that's what, so there is a lot of electronic component that comes into picture, a lot of systems and processes that are streamlined in a way that helps citizens in general. So if you take any apps that your city has made, it's generally an amalgamation of a lot of different processes which are never done together. If you see all the cameras in your city, those and giving you auto-generated tickets for breaking the rules, it's basically integration of technology in your city. So these are the different kinds of things that happen in the background. So while people can't see it, it helps in strengthening the ecosystem in a way that will facilitate better services for the citizens. And that is what Smart Cities Initiative is trying to do and trying to help cities achieve. So that is where I have been working. There are a lot of components to it. Again, it's a vast field because, again, a new field that came for me, and it has been surely an interesting journey to work for them.
Oh, that's amazing. Do you think smart city and eco cities are different thing?
No, I don't think so. It's all about, everyone wants the same thing at the end. Packaged in a different way for sure. Smart, again, you have to understand that while we talk about eco cities or inclusive cities or sustainable cities, everyone wants a better efficiency in the city that citizens can access things in a more easier way. Maybe it can be your gardens or parks or walkways, anywhere, public transport. And somehow now in this day and age, there is a big component of digital integrated into the same, which helps really well in, you know, developing efficiency in the whole process. So while we say that, okay, we want eco-friendly or sustainable or something, somewhere digitization does help in bringing that thing. So if today you can make a complaint on your app via that, okay, there is a pothole in on this road, you just click a picture and give it to the city authorities on an app, you are saving money to go to the your municipal corporation and write the complaint, or your time, mm-hmm. or fuel as well. So that's again sustainable in a way. So I think they are all different terms that comes up, but somewhere everyone wants the same thing.
Yeah, thanks for the information, and this will definitely help our audience to understand what is energy efficiency is and it's important. And smart at the end of the day is not just about technology's efficiency, but efficiency in general, including energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I agree. So now that you have said it all about the energy efficiency and smart cities and eco cities, I'm starting to think of how the energy efficiency was at the Jetsons' house. Might have been so advanced. Right? But as a child, we never...
Because you are constantly flying around everywhere. You don't know if that is energy efficient.
Exactly. And not at all sustainable. But you never know. So, moving ahead. Puneet, you seem to be a born hustler. And we love that. We also love your website, puneetgandhi.com. It really paints a picture of who you are and what you're doing so far. So what are your current and upcoming projects we don't know about?
So current and upcoming projects, there's not much on the freelancing side, but I do enjoy constantly reading about something or the other. So one of those topics is, I'll say, weather monitoring systems or forecasting systems.
Okay.
So science, which is still relatively, it's known, it's very well known, but not so well known. It's that kind of science. So you know how weather phenomena can affect a lot of different things, but you don't know how they are affecting you on your day-to-day life. You don't know. Generally, every city in India has only one, or in case of Bombay, around 3 or 5 weather monitoring systems at max. So we don't know the ground reality of on each different area, what is the different kind of weather. And that's the thing. It's that is where your butterfly effect also starts coming in, if you know about it, that butterfly, you know, flying at one end can cause storm on the other. So it's like that, what we say in butterfly effect, that you have at one area, your butterfly is trying to fly and just flapping the wings. Other area, it can cause a storm. How do you, and it's very difficult to map it to that kind of granularity. You can still map it, but it's very expensive. It's very difficult. Satellites are surely helping a lot in doing that. But it's still a very big area of science that is not completely known of. So that kind of things fascinates me, and I do keep on reading on that on the side. But yeah, hustle is something I feel as an important part of growing up, because while you can be working on something or studying something, there will always be a field which will be absolutely different to your field that you can learn. And that kind of learning and cross integration of different fields is where I feel new innovations will lie in future. So that is where that is why I like to hustle on different things at different points of time. So that's the thing.
That's an interesting topic which you mentioned about your study, and I'm glad you're doing this. I would love to see, like, personally, I would love to see how this project goes for you. And yes, the hustle is real.
Yeah.
It's fun. It remains fun, and then it remains real. I feel that's important. Unless and until it's fun for the person doing it, it won't be real.
Very true.
We are so excited to see how this works out for you. Good luck, Puneet, for that. And you have an interesting point of view. And yeah, I never heard that butterfly effect terminology before. But thanks for the explanation.
I'm glad.
The next question. You also run a podcast, Understanding the Future. We love it, guys, and you should check it out, and you will get a good overview of the technicalities of the sustainability field. So yes, how did you start and how is the response?
So that's again a hustle that I started during the first lockdown in 2020. So it was the same thing, that the lockdown started, everyone was stuck in the home, no one knows what's happening, no one knows what's going to happen. It was already 2-3 months that has passed by, and everyone is just trying to understand what holds in future for them.
Mm-hmm.
It was more personal for everyone, because no one knew where they are trying to head. what they want to head towards, because no one has any clarity on that topic. And that is where I was talking to a couple of friends, and that is where the idea propped up that, okay, this is a problem everywhere. I was as well confused that, okay, where am I going? What is happening? I'm working here. It's fun. But what next? How do I take next? And when you come into the urban development field, I'm not a trained urban planner, or I'm not from that field at all. So for me, the 2 years before, 1 year before that, was very fascinating, because I was learning every day something new, and every field excited me. And I was like, okay, this is weird, because I can't do everything now. So out of curiosity, I was like, okay, there are so many different fields which can be explored. So initially I had started it as my own podcast, where the whole idea was that I wanted to discuss future of work for my own sake. It was not for anyone else, but because of the background that I have and the experiences I've had, I have a good network of people who work in various fields. So I was like, okay, I'll interview all of my friends who are working in different fields and try to understand how that field functions today, and will it function tomorrow, and what kind of jobs then it would bring up if it is going to function in that way. So that was the concept it started with during the first lockdown. And I think it was 2 or 3 episodes down the line that my boss also heard the podcast. And so luckily my boss knew about it, and he was cool about it, that, okay, you can do it on the side. You're doing it on weekends, so not an issue. But at the same time, he was like, he liked the idea and concept, and he was like, let's integrate it in our center, at Climate Center for Cities. So now we do the same. We do talk about future of work, but we talk about it from future of cities perspective. And while we maintain the future of cities perspective, we take different lenses, that how urban development will come up in future, what all things have to be kept in mind, how climate change will impact the whole ecosystem, how sustainability will be important in different aspects of it, and what all different kinds of innovation will come up. So we take a lot of different lenses to look into the future of cities perspective, and then discuss the whole idea about future of work, that, okay, if this is all going to come, what are the different skill sets that would be required? Because that is when I realized that it's important that, okay, while we are discussing this, it's the majority of the target audience that we will be looking towards will be on the lines of students or sub 35 category. And they are looking for either new fields to join or want to change their jobs or something, but they don't know with their skill sets what they can do. So that was the idea, and that is how it started. It has received amazing response. So nice. We finished season one in with 13 episodes in December. Just now we started season two as well. So season two is already seeing good response, and we have amazing interviews lined up and coming for everyone.
Oh, that's something amazing. You know what? Our origin stories are very similar, because when Sustainability 101 also started in 2020, and we really appreciate that you are doing, and we are so glad for your success. And I'm pretty much sure that you guys are doing really great job, because I heard 2-3 podcasts and I loved it. The information you throw at us, it's really amazing.
I'm glad that you enjoy it as well as you guys are doing it, because I think it's very important that in every mode we spread the word about it in any format. We podcast, we vlogs, anything. It's important to throw it to the people.
And you know what? We constantly come across the words like spreading awareness in most of our interviews, and many people out there like who want to know more things about it, but they are not sure where to find the appropriate resource for it. And it's really great that you are teaching us about this niche area. And I'm so happy that we both are on our season two of our podcast, and both of us are doing good. So,
That's the most exciting part. Because I feel you learn much more from your own podcast than anything else. And that has been my case. Because I do have an institution backing up my podcast. So they have a good amount of network, and they help me bring guests on board for the same who have years of experience. So for me, I'm like a student sitting on the first bench writing all the notes while doing the podcast. It feels like that because I have no idea about what cities are and how they should be developed in the future. And I get to ask questions to people who have 20, 30 years of experience most of the times. So I go from the basics to just understand myself what lies ahead. And I think for me, it's a personal masterclass, which I like to share it with people.
Yeah, absolutely true. And just in writing an episode, we learn a lot. Like my team, Aishwarya, Sharmishta, Writer Content, me and Pratik host this all, podcast episode. And, you know, on an on one great podcast, the one Earth 16Z podcast, they always say the best way to hear about podcast is from other podcasts.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, and I love their podcast as well. They do amazing job on it, and so I'm glad we can support each other. And everyone remember to listen to the Understanding the Future podcast. Look for the link in the description.
Thank you guys.
Awesome.
My next question would be, what keeps you going? We are asking you this since you are all about side gig. You have multiple courses and certifications. You constantly keep learning and upgrading. How do you maintain doing that?
I think it's just passion to learn new things. So I'm generally very curious as a person. I can talk to anyone on any field. So even if I would not know the field, I would just keep on asking questions. So it might get really annoying for people, but I feel that goes everywhere in the life for me. So it's just out of curiosity that I keep on doing new things. So while working as well, if I come across something which might be laterally attached to my work, but not directly, I would then take out some extra time to read it up, to go through it and understand it in a better way. Because it's important to constantly upgrade yourself, especially when the world is changing at a very fast pace. And it's not just about technology, but climate as well. It's changing at a very fast pace. So I feel it's important to start taking actions in whatever capacity you can. And that's what I feel makes me go towards it and keep on doing something or the other.
Yeah, and curiosity is indeed the key. And we can definitely tell you are a very curious like me. And do let us know the courses you will do next. And we love to join that.
Yeah. I can totally feel you, Puneet, because like I have seen like me and Pratiksha, we have been connected since like maybe like more than 2-3 years. And the one common thing about us is that like we are always like, you know, proactive, involved in various projects, even though we don't have time for ourselves, but we still are like, you know, giving time to productive things. And it's fun, like, you know, staying busy is good. That's what I can say.
I think that's the fun part, right? Otherwise everything would be boring.
Yeah, your life would be like flat, like, you know, without
every day. You know what my mind is like, every day if I see something wrong or if I see something amazing, I will be like, oh my god, I should do something about it. And yesterday I come to know that sustainable wedding in India are very less, and the planners are there, but people couldn't reach out to them. So I'm like, oh my god, let me do something about it. It's like every day related to sustainability, and it's amazing.
Exactly. I think that's what is required now.
Yeah.
Nice. So this is been quite an information question and answer session right here now. So thank you so much for answering our questions, Puneet, in such a detailed manner.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. They were quite interesting questions.
Oh, yeah. Let's loosen up a bit and it's a game time.
Yeah. Oh, wow. So to start with, we are going to play Never Have I Ever.
Okay.
Of course, I guess you might...
I've never played it drunk as well, but okay, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't worry. There's no alcohol involved, guys. This to our listeners, I'm saying this to our listeners. So, yeah. In case you have never played it, Puneet, we are going to give you a few statements. You have to tell us if you have ever done it or not. And
sure.
Tell us on our Instagram if you guys want to play along. It's for the audience who's going to listen to our podcast once it gets published. So for an example, like I'll ask Pratiksha, like I'll say yeah. To Pratiksha, like never have I ever overheard a conversation on purpose.
I have never.
Okay.
Yeah. Good. Here it is. It goes for Puneet.
Yeah.
Never have I ever doubted my decision.
Oh, always. Always have doubted it.
Never have I ever procrastinated on my work until the last day.
I have. I always do, but then I take up a lot of stuff, so that procrastination keeps on going.
Same.
Likewise, I'm the same person who do this. And the next one would be, never have I ever been scolded.
I have been scolded a lot of times.
This was so fun. We totally feel you. And we all had the same answers, I guess, for this game.
Yeah.
And now our next game, we call it Mind Openers. So the drill is, we give you one word and you say the first thing that comes to your mind. So ready?
Sure.
Yeah, brace yourself. Your first word is home.
Ah, it's Surat.
Wow. I love Surat.
Yeah, it's a nice city.
Yeah. India.
Too much of chaos.
Hustle.
Important thing.
Nice. So I can go now. Sun.
That's the source. You need to do everything.
Energy.
Conserve it.
And finally, podcast.
A new, I'll say, my go-to thing.
Oh,
okay.
To get new information.
Yeah.
Great session, guys. Great session.
Yeah. This was quite fun game.
Yeah. Yes, we loved all your answer, Puneet. And thank you so much for answering all those questions with such enthusiasm.
Thank you, guys.
Now,
if
diving
it was
in.
Fun, that is why I'm sure I was able to give you such quick answers.
Of course. Now, diving into the last few questions of our podcast, which we ask to every guest of ours. This helps our listeners to dive straight into your personality. So, are you ready, Puneet?
Sure.
Okay. Do you have any role models, especially like someone who has been a motivation for you throughout your life to be in a sustainable field?
I will not say specifically for the field. I would say more of, I have met a lot of people who have mentored me as well. And I'll say I've seen them work. I've seen how much hard work they put after years of work and the recognitions they have got. So I feel they have been my role models through various stages. And it has been great because I have also gotten with them to understand how they do it. So that has been fun.
Nice.
Yeah. The importance of a mentor can never be understood. And we are so glad you have had so many great people in your life.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. It's important to have good mentors and go with them as well. It's important.
That's true. And I'm sure like in the future, I mean, not in the future, even now, you'll be acting as a role model for many of the, like, you know, people out there.
I think I'm at quite a small scale as of now to do anything on those lines. But yeah, happy to help anyone who needs any help in this field.
Amazing.
Yes. My next question would be tricky. If you could go back 10 years from now, what advice would you give your younger self?
Believe in yourself. You're doing it right.
Oh. Yeah.
I think it's important. It's nothing. There's nothing wrong with questioning your decision, because that helps you realize different aspects of those questions and go forward with it. But it's also important to not over question yourself that you never go ahead. So after a point, you should be able to just believe that, okay, if you have chosen this, you have answered all different points that you are trying to do, then you should go ahead. You might fail, and that's fine. That's not a big deal. And you will move forward into something else.
Yes, never give up. Oh, that's great advice. We all need to hear that sometimes. And thank you for sharing this with us.
It sure was. It was simple yet effective. And yes. Thank you so much for answering those questions, Puneet, patiently. Really appreciate that, man. We really loved having you on our podcast, Puneet. I can't believe we have reached the end of the episode.
Yeah, wow. We did. Yeah.
It indeed was quite fun to talk to you guys. And you guys are doing some great job. Keep it up.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You are also doing a lot of side work as well. So I'm sure there is a lot of things to unpack for you guys as well.
Thank you. And where can our listeners find you?
I'm available on LinkedIn. You can go to my website, punitgandhi.com, and you will find my LinkedIn over there. As well as you can just type in punitgandhi20 on LinkedIn and you should be able to find me. I'm available on Insta as well. I think I'm active on those two social media the most. So feel free to reach out in case you would like to know anything about sustainability, climate change, urban development.
Yeah, people would really love to hear from you about urban development, because I'm very curious to know about urban development. I'm always, searching about what is going on, what is it. I was very confused about smart city and eco city, but you literally, give me the idea what it is. And what a wonderful way to end this. And thank you so much, Puneet, for coming to our podcast and
sharing your information as well. And make sure, guys, you check out our Instagram. It is sustainability101, and our website is www.sustainability101podcast.com. remember, it is podcast with an S in the end.
Yeah, and we really loved and appreciate your support. So thank you so much for everything you have done for us, guys. Be safe and bye.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.